Glory, 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 glory. Ha. Woo. Woo. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn your Bible to Psalms 46 today. Psalms chapter 46. We're going to read that entire chapter. Good. Just because it's so good. Amen. Thank you for your word, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God is our refuge, strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth be removed, the mountains be carried to the midst of the sea, waters roar and are troubled, mountains shake, there is a river, the streams, whereof God shall make glad the city of God, the holy places of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Yes. Hallelujah. She'll not be moved. We're the church. God is in the midst of us. Amen. God will help her in that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms moved, he uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he's made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear in sunder. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. From what I've studied, this Psalms is the Psalm of the Sons of Korah, and it relates back to 2 Chronicles 20, if you go back there and read that. And it was during a time when it was the reign of Jehoshaphat, and the enemies came against Israel, but God rose in strength and help with supernatural intervention in time of trouble. Now that same God that intervened there with supernatural help in the time of trouble is the same God that we serve today. Amen. If he can intervene then, he can intervene now. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I get an amen in the house today? Amen. That is the same God that we are in relationship with today. So the God that raises up as our strength always comes through. Amen. So whatever the troubles in your life this morning, we have three truths right here just to start out with a bang this morning that will see you through. Because the first starts out by saying, the Lord our God, God our refuge, God our strength, and God our present help. Now you can take that and leave the house this morning and say, that's all I need to get me the rest of the week. Amen. I come to tell somebody this morning, whatever trouble you're in, God is your refuge, God is your strength, and God is your present help. Amen. So God our refuge. More than 40 times I read, it was quoted in the book of Psalms. It talks about God as a refuge. And when I thought seeing that, I immediately thought of Psalms 91, where it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, or shall take shelter. Now to abide means to abide. It means to hunker down. Amen. So it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide or take shelter under the shadow of the Almighty. Now listen to this. He says, I will say of the Lord, I will say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
It says, I will say of the Lord. See, you got a part to do. You got a part to say. When you start talking, you need to make sure you're aligning yourself up with what the Word says. Because the Word is a truth.
Amen.
Amen? So it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my what? Refuge. And my fortress. My God. In what? In whom I will trust. Woo! So David is a great example of someone who knew God as his refuge. And as we read the story of David at different points in his life, we find him on the run all the time.
Yeah.
Trying to get away from people that were wanting to kill him. And even though, you know, as we talk so much about David on Wednesday night, it seems like he started out whining and oh God me and oh God this. But what I like, as Mark said about David, in the end, he always turned his heart back to God. God always gives us that chance to turn ourselves back to Him in our midst of whining and complaining. So David was always turning himself back to God because he had a heart that wanted to seek God and wanted to God in the end of no matter what. Amen? So he said in Psalm 62, my salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock. He is my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, not just sometimes. He said, trust in Him all times. You people, pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Laverne's talking about the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
The reason the people that can go detect the strength of the storm is because they get to the eye of that hurricane, because in the eye of that hurricane, there's total peace. In the eye of that hurricane, there is a calmness there. So they settle themselves in there and they can view the strength of it. And sometimes when unexpected storms and things come into our life, I've got to get to that eye. And that eye is the refuge. Because if I can get to that refuge, whatever's blowing around on in the outside is not going to harm me. Because I have taken my refuge in the Lord. For the Lord God is my refuge. He is my strength. He is my shelter. He that abideth in the secret place of the Most High. Glory to God. So if I can maintain, if I can continually abide in that place of refuge, everything else around me can blow away, blow down. But I'll be safe and I'll be protected.
Amen.
Because my refuge, my trust is in God. And it says that God is our ever-present help. God is our ever-present help. Present help in the notes of one of my Bibles reads, help that has been found to be reliable. Have you found the help of God to be reliable in your life? Well, I'm telling you, church, He's done it for you before. He's going to do it again. Amen. If He's done it for you before, He's going to do it again. It's a help that has been found to be reliable or proven to be a reliable stronghold in the past, as that any future calamity is no reason to fear. But when things and troubles come into our life, the enemy wants us to think, I ain't never been through like this before. This is the first time that I've been through this situation. The same God that got you out of that situation that you thought wasn't so bad then, but this was worse, is the same God.
Yeah.
Amen. And He'll use the same power and strength to sustain you then, and He will do it now. Amen. So the Psalms read, though the earth be removed, the mountains carried, the waters roar to trouble, the mountains shake. That sounds like bad things happening in the earth. Well, sometimes when things come along in our lives that are troubled and the bad doctor's report and that phone call in the middle of the night and our kid is hooked on drugs and all these things are going on. Woo, that sounds like bad things happening, doesn't it? You know, we read from the standpoint of the people who have just went through the hurricane in Texas and Florida and the fires and the school shootings and all these things. They've lost all of their earthly possessions. And I've come to a term a long time ago, I don't want to hold on to any earthly possession that I can't let go of. Because that is not where my hope is. My hope is not in my earthly possessions. Because what could be gone this morning could be gone by this afternoon. Amen. So if I've got my trust and hope in my job or in my husband or in my family or in my home, and when those things disappear, I crumble and I fall under the pressure. Why? Because my hope is founded on sand and not on nothing less than Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Woo! Glory to God. So your hope has got to be founded on the Word and aligning yourself with the Word, because the Word is what's going to see you through when everything else falls apart. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And in real life situations, it's important as to what you're saying, because what you say creates that atmosphere around you. I will not fear. God is in the midst of her, and she'll not be moved, because he is a right on time God. What's not going to cause you to be moved in situations is your trust, your relationship with God, your security in the one that cannot be moved and that will not allow you to be moved. To realize that God is a very present help, not a far off help, not a God in the past help or the future help, but an ever present help. Call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. So to realize that God is a very present help calls for the exercise of our faith. For his present help is not always sometimes immediately apparent. In times of real life situations that I call them, in times of real life situations, we can fear or we can allow the God kind of faith to rise up within us. Because you have got faith in you. Amen. It's not something you have to beg or plead for. You got it. Amen. You've got faith. The God kind of faith. The God kind of faith lives on the inside of you. Faith that is bigger than your fears. A faith that Jesus talked about in Matthew 21. Where it says a faith that could move mountains into the midst of the sea. That's where your faith is. And that's the kind of faith you got. But it's our natural tendency to get away from trouble by our own efforts and to remove ourselves from trouble. And so sometimes we try to get out of things. Amen. But God says, let me place you in the middle. Let me place you in that refuge for a little while until things settle down. And then I'll allow you to see the bigger picture. So our natural tendency to get away from trouble by our own efforts. The natural part of you wants to run away and not deal with it. But I have learned that if you don't deal with stuff, it will eventually deal with you. Because you can only sweep stuff under a rug so much until it gets a mound and you're going to trip and fall. So I've learned that in the right time, the right moment, deal with it and allow God to heal it. Amen. Because if you don't deal with it, it's going to deal with you. So it wants to allow fear to rise up in you. Some want to put your natural life in. Pastor Lynn was talking a little bit about it Wednesday night. We want to put our natural life here, our spiritual life here. Honey, I'm telling you, you live in a natural body. You live in a natural world and things are going to happen. But you're also a spirit being, which is the real you. And you've got to learn how to align that natural man up and cause it to come under submission to the spirit man. And you can only do that the more that you know the Word and who you are. Amen. So the natural man and the spirit man can be a dynamite force in this earth if we allow the spirit to rule the natural life. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So the spirit man is the real you, but you also live in a natural world and in a natural body. And you're going to do that till you die and leave that natural body. Amen. So while we're in this natural world, we walk by faith. We live by faith and not by sight. So we allow our spirit man, as I said, to be the dominant force and take back. I like that word, take. And we used to sing that song, you know, singing a few times, take back. At first, I didn't like that. And because I said, God, you've given us everything. Why are we having to take anything? Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to keep you out of that place of refuge. He wants to keep you in that place of being anxious and upset and nervous and not dealing with stuff all the time. So we have to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. He wants to steal your peace and your joy and your health and whatever else belongs to you. So by faith, we take back what the enemy has stolen from us. So while we're in this natural world, we walk by faith and night by sight. We know the one that can restore. While we're waiting, we take refuge in God and we find our strength in him, because he says he is our ever-present help in time of trouble. Verse 7 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And I got a message on about the God of Jacob, our refuge. I was going to put it in here, and I don't have time because I talk so fast you wouldn't get it all. Amen. So the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob. Do you know about the God of Jacob? Oh, my goodness. The Lord is our refuge, the Lord of hosts. Let's talk about the Lord of hosts, and we'll deal with God of Jacob later. The Lord of hosts is one of the names of God. It's used 235 times in the Bible, and it first appeared in the life, the story of Hannah that we read. Hannah, you know Hannah, crying for a baby but can never conceive. And so she struggled with barrenness because it was a day when women were sort of an outcast if they did not bear children. So Hannah is the first person to call God by this name. And the Lord of hosts means the self-existent, the redemptive God. The Lord of hosts is with us. A translation of the Hebrew word Sabaoth, meaning armies, a reference to the angelic armies of heaven. We have a host of angels encamping around about us today. And I pray that the Lord will open our eyes that we could see them. The angels of God, you need to command the angels. You need to command them. You need to command them to minister to you, to minister. Praise the Lord to your family. Angelic armies of heaven. So while you're in that place of refuge, the angelic armies of heaven are working on your behalf. That's why you need to stay there. Stay in that place of refuge. Be still, verse 9 says, and know that I am God. And I kind of think he was talking about all the things that was happening in the earth. But I want to speak it to our souls today. To be still, soul. Be still, O my soul. Be still, quiet down. Be still. And be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted against that bad report. I will be exalted in your children's life that people have gave up hope on. I will be exalted in your life in spite of what people have said. Woo! And it means to, I will be exalted in the earth. The word still in Hebrew means to release. It means to cease. It means to let down. It means to stop frantic activity. In time of trouble, it's easy to get anxious and want to know the outcome of the situation. We immediately get that report. Instead of drawing ourselves into that quiet place, okay, God, what's the plan? What do I need to do? We frantically begin to speak things that's not in line with the Word of God. Amen. In time of trouble, it's easy to get anxious and to want to know the outcome and all these things. That's the natural part of you crying out. But when you get into that place of refuge and that place of abiding, it's okay, God, quiet. Let's get quiet here. Let's get quiet here and let's see what you're saying. Let's see what I need to speak at the time that I need to speak it. Let me know what to do when I need to know when it's time to do it. In time of trouble, our relationship with God is one of trust. And that's how you're going to get through things in life. It's based upon your relationship with God. Being in relationship with Him, yeah, you got into relationship with Him when you got saved, but it's an ongoing relationship. You don't know somebody until you spend time with them. That's the way you do with God. You know God through His Word. You know God through communion. You know God through praise and worship. You know God in relationship is one of trust. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, not just some of them, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. One of the scriptures in the epistles talks about submit yourself therefore to God. That word submit comes from the word submarine. A submarine don't operate on dry ground. It's made to operate underneath the water. That's where it's highly functional at. That's a whole nother big rabbit. But that is what happened to us sometimes. When we're willing to submit to God, we're not coming under His leadership. We're not coming under His direction. The submarine's not going nowhere when it's on dry ground because it wasn't created. It wasn't made to do that. You're not made to operate out of your natural man when you got born again, even though you're still natural. Your spirit wants to take dominance in your life. And you will operate better when you're operating out of your spirit man. Amen? So being in a place of refuge requires us to be still and wait. Psalms 27 says, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Stay where one is a delay action until a particular time or until something else happens. The hardest place to be in life is in the waiting room.
Yeah.
And the hardest place in life is to wait in a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Especially when you are not feeling well and there's a whole bunch of other people in the same boat that you're in.
Yeah.
Amen? But you know why? What makes the waiting worth it? Because you know you got an appointment.
Right.
Oh my. And sooner or later, your name will be called. And it's not easy to wait, but I want you to know, those of you that are waiting and are getting discouraged and you're standing in that place of refuge and you don't see no breakthrough and everything out here seems chaotic and stuff, I've got good news for you this morning. You are on God's schedule. And he is an ever-present help. And when it's time, he'll call your name. And you are going to rise up and fulfill your destiny and your purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. For some of you, the waiting has been a long time coming. And I got news for somebody, the greater the glory. If you'll just wait it out, and he'll give you strength. but patiently wait, because you know that you have an appointment. You've already know you've got that appointment. And it's a time, it's your time. Know that I am God, the word tells us. Know in this instant means to properly ascertain by seeing and acknowledge or be aware. Acknowledging God implies that we can trust him and surrender to him because we understand who he is. And you can only know who somebody is by spending time with them. And if you come to church just on Sunday mornings and you don't talk to God all week long,
right.
You come back on Sunday morning,
right. Mm-hmm.
And you've been like that submarine, you just stayed on dry land all week. God wants to be exalted in your life. He wants his word to be exalted in your life. The only way you can truly know someone is to have a personal relationship with them. And I want to read this scripture out of the Message Bible this morning. I'm done. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob. It talks about the God of Jacob again. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Listen to what the Message Bible says. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and the roar of oceans and tremors that shift mountains. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies, protect us. River fountain splash joy, cooling God's city, the sacred of the Most High. God lives here, the streets are safe. God, at your service in the crack of dawn, godless nations rant and rave. Kings and kingdoms threaten, but earth does anything he says. Your situation depends on what you are saying to it. Maybe things have not changed. It's because you've not spoken right to it. But when you speak your word to a situation, it has to submit to the word of God. Because it's supernatural and the word has the final say.
Yes. Amen.
Jacob wrestled, God fights for us. God, angel armies protect us. Attention all, see the marvels of God. He plants flowers and trees all over the earth. Bands war from pole to pole, breaks all the weapons across his knee. Step out of the traffic now. Take a long look at me, says God, your high God, above politics and above everything else. Jacob wrestling, God fights for us, God of angel armies protecting us. Amen. Stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word today, that we are hidden in your refuge this morning. We abide under the shelter of the Almighty. Whoever is going through a troubled time, whether they're here this morning or listening to this message right now or in the future, I speak the word of the Lord to your situation that it's about to change. No weapon formed against you, says the Lord, shall prosper. That word prosper means shall succeed in reaching its intended purpose. The enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy, but God says to you, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. So I speak that to your situation. Anything that has risen against you, we call it and we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak the word of the Lord over that situation. Align yourself with the word and what the word says about it. And when you align yourself with the word of the Lord, you're coming into agreement with what he has to say about it. And I speak that word over you today in the name of Jesus. And I speak the word of the Lord over you that you are highly favored today. That you are a blessing coming and a blessed going. That the blessings of God are running to overtake you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God, church. The Spirit of the Lord rests mightily upon you in this day and this hour to do exploits. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father God, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Connie, I speak the word of the Lord over you this morning. The attack against your body from the enemy has come to silence you and to even silence you what the God has put in your spirit to speak over this body today. We rise up as a voice of one that the roar of the Lord of the tribe of Judah is coming forth out of your innermost being even today. And I speak complete healing over your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Rise up, daughter of thunder. For the anointing is increasing and intensifying on you. And you're getting ready to step into a depth of the Spirit that you've not yet experienced before. Wow. Hallelujah. I speak to you, daughter of God, that this is your season and this is your time to show forth the glory of God in this earth. So rise up. Healed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, church. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. If you need healing in your body, if you know somebody that needs healing this morning, I want you to come up here now. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak the word of the Lord of you, and I'm going to come into agreement with the word. He said, you go lay hands on the sick. I've already paid the price, Lord. He said, you go lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, in Jesus' name. There it is. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
My friend Annie Bennett. The devil's really trying to kill
her. What's her name?
Annie Bennett.
Annie! I rebuke the enemy that's come to try to destroy you. I speak to you to rise up in the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord is your portion. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ha! Hey, ho, ho, yes, God. Hey, hey, labatu shala, butu kundala, labatia. Say, hey, 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 mama babasa, hey. Oh, lotonda, da kai, say, hey. The armies of God of heaven defend you and work mightily on your behalf. We decree and declare the healing of the Lord over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We agree with the God of heaven. And the word. The word. Oh, yes, God. Shelabatio lo soho. Ta ye 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 ya manto luputekeya. So mama mataya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Healing. Nerve endings. Coming back together in the name of Jesus. Restoring their proper function. In the name of Jesus. There it is. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, ba 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 sa da 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 ya. Oh, yes, Lord, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. Oh, yes, God, ba 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 shuku, ba 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 sa ye. Ma 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 na 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 ya. Yes, God. Woo! Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Oh, shahaya, haya, haya, mamba so utana tana tapakate, yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 suhu taye. Libreto humba baseke, yeah. Nana nasia to humba bahasaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Whoa. Yes, 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 yes. Shuhu ya sahe. Lobatia sando to kumba ye sehetea. Oh, la di da 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 haya. Nene nalalia lo do kola baba hasaya. Yes, Jesus. Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Mama, she's getting weak with her low iodide. I can't take her medicine, so it's starting to take a toll.
Who? Okay. Oh, Vivian, we speak the word of the Lord to you today. Woman of God, we speak in agreement with the word of the Lord. Rise up today in Jesus' name. Oh, I speak to the weariness in your body. I speak strength where there has been a lack of strength, spiritually and physically, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, God. No, no, no. Yes, yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Rivers. Rivers, rivers, rivers. There it is. There it is. Rivers. Hallelujah. Kuya shaka hasaye. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hamba ya so ya tanda balatu satadeya. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, ha ha. Oh, ya ye na ye 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 ya ma papasu hu papapapateya. Kiliti aso na 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 shana na na ye he ke asia. Yes, release. Release in the name of Jesus. Oh, every person that she's got on her mind right now, God. Touching, healing, restoration. Oh, yes, Father, salvation. Glory to God. Yes, Father. Yes, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Koya shuku ho shaya ke asya tanda da 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 ya. Melia ro do ko ba 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 asaye. Ni ba 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 asya ro do ko ba 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 asaye. Oh, shuru ro diya ro ko ba 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 asara da ya. God. The glory of the Lord. Glory of the Lord. Koya shaku ho shala da 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 ya. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, for the one that she's standing in prayer for this morning. We thank you for your word. We come into agreement with your word that he is healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, Father God, manifestation now.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, healing is his portion. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for making us hungry. Hungry for your word, hungry for you. Hungry for the manifestation of your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You do all things well, God. Oh, yada bakalieto shuto kosaya ketia soto tadaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You all have a blessed, blessed week. Amen.